So we left off yesterday on Tessa and Aleph. We had just seen Machlokas Beishamai Beis Hillel. Does a sukkah have to be made l'shem sukkahs? Have to be l'shma? Because we saw in the Mishnah Testament Aleph that it's Machlokas Tanoim. Beishamai says it must be l'shma, and Beis Hillel says no. And we had an attempt at darshaning a pasuk. The pasuk says Shivas Yamim Chagasukos Shivas Yamim LaHashem, that it has to be for the sake of Hashem. But the Gemara concluded that's actually not the source. That's the source for a different halacha, that if you break apart the sukkah and try to use it for something else, you're not allowed to on sukkahs. Everyone agrees to that, that it's like the chagiga, Hashem Shachal, Hashem Shemayim al chagiga, Hashem Shachal, Hashem Shemayim al sukkah, which besides being halacha is also has a lot of potential in the drash. The Sfarim talk about that Indian of Hashem Shemayim al sukkah. Then we had the real source was a pasuk Chag Hasukos Taselecha Shivas Yamim, that Beis Hillel said it means, oh, make a sukkah and on sukkahs, whatever, you can build it anytime on sukkahs. Beishamai learned two dinim. A, it has to be Chag Hasukos Taselecha, it has to be a Shia L'Shem sukkahs, and Taselecha Shivas Yamim has to last all 7 days, it has to be like a Eliezer holds before sukkahs begins. So now the Gemara is around two thirds of the way down. First word in the line is shell. Shell moed, period, and there's a new question here. Yeah.
It's all the Tehillah, right?
Yeah. Except for a few exceptions.
Really? You can make a sukkah mamish, but that's called
on sukkahs.
The next year?
Oh, that? Yeah. Yeah.
I can make a sukkah on Purim.
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
And you don't even need to have kavana.
Then we saw that Yerushalmi says you have to be Machadish something. We have to look, we still have to look up in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, we still have to look up in Shulchan Aruch exactly
how
you do
it. What is the last point that Tosfos makes up here? The last point he makes about Masa, Plutza, the Yerushalmi Vedal.
I always thought you can't.
What was that point? He said, the Vatar Rafi needs to be Masa, Plutza, the Yerushalmi Vedal. Like, we're all talking. Meaning Masa also, even according to Vedal, has to be the same Chag. But then you're not going to be Madaki.
I look into it.
Yeah,
I know. I look into it.
Okay.
Fine. So now, two thirds of the way down, says the Gemara. The Gemara asks Akasha. Just by way of Hakdama to this, what we're about to do is we're going to ask a question. If Beis Hillel hold the sukkah doesn't have to be l'shem sukkahs, maybe they're going to hold that tzitzis don't have to be made l'shem tzitzis. And we're going to have a little problem with that. So the Gemara says, two thirds way down, two words into the line, it says, Shel Moed, period, and then, Ubeis Hillel. So asks the Gemara, Ubeis Hillel, Leis Lahu, do they not have the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav? Do they not hold of the statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav that we're about to quote? The Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Asa'ah, if you made it, which is referring to tzitzis, the strings of the tzitzis, Min HaKotzin, Umin HaNimin, Umin HaGerudin, Psula. What are these things? If you make it, I don't exactly know what they are. I tried to find the picture and I can't tell exactly. But kotzin, Rashi says, are like strings. Let's say you're making a t-shirt. Or you're making whatever. You're making a...
strings?
Yeah, let's say you're making a garment that would be chayav and tzitzis. Let's say it's a four-corner garment. You're making yourself some sort of cloak, whatever. You're making a Mexican cloak. You're planning to wear it on Purim. Be careful, it had four corners. Make sure to either put on tzitzis or round one of those corners. But let's say you're making a four-cornered Mexican shawl, head, whatever, that thing that you wear that looks like tzitzis. So let's say when you're finished sewing the garment and weaving it on the weaving thing, so there's some strands at the end that don't finish them off. They're just like, it's like rough edges that don't get smoothed out. It's kind of like we still have our marker board here. I don't exactly know what it means.
Rashi explains what they mean, huh?
Yeah, but I still can't. Even with the Rashi, I can't exactly picture it. But it's something like this: if you made a garment like this, and when you finish sewing it, there's like these like strands hanging off the edge. Because you just didn't cut it or whatever, and then you took those and you braided, made them into tzitzis. So if you did that, that's kotzin, or nimin. Rashi says that you made like a hem in the garment, but still some of the threads are sticking out. Min ha-gerodin, which means the fringes, which I guess is kind of like, you know, the tallest. There's a, literally means, oh, nimen literally means hair. It usually means hair. Here it means like the threads
like
of a...
threads from...
it could be cotton, whatever, anything, wool, whatever you're making your tzitzis out of. There's just a bunch of, like, strings hanging off. And the last one, gerudin or garden, is like, you know, in the tallis has like those little fringe, those like balls. My tits don't have that. But some tits have like those little like four furry things at the end.
The
little palms, yeah, those little pom-pom things. So those things, if you decided to take them and weave and, you know, braid those into tits, so it's puzzle. Because all those things, says Rav, were not made l'shem tzitzis. They weren't woven. They weren't sewed l'shem tzitzis. They just happened to be hanging off the garment. And then you're like, this is great. Why should I buy strings and attach them? I have already available strands hanging off. Let's say they're long enough.
Tied up.
You did it. You meaning you sewed yourself a shirt, and then at the end it's like these loose fringes, and you're like, I have a great idea. They're long. Instead of me cutting them, let me make them into the tzitzis. Instead of attaching tzitzis.
From the original time, like you made the baguette, like they were.
You didn't have in mind to make those into tzitzis when you wove the beged, weave the beged.
Yeah.
Whatever the word is.
After you had the beged.
Then you're like, oh, this is great. There's ready strings. I can make them into tzitzis. So that's all puzzle, because you didn't have in mind. You didn't make the beged for the sake of tzitzis like that. Make those strands weren't put there for the sake of tzitzis. But he says min hasisin kishera. If there's like a ball of thread, I don't exactly know what this looks like. Rashi says, sisin is pikios kedurios, is like a ball of yarn or something that is there. That is kosher because you attach it after, it's considered to be made for the sake of tzitzis. Then Rav continues. Rashi points out Rav was a student of Rabbi Yehuda was a student of Rav. And then when Rav died, he went to learn by Shmuel. That's what you have a lot of times. Amr Yehuda Amr Rav, Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda said this to Rav. Then he says, Ki Amrisei Kami to Shmuel. When I ran in front of Shmuel to say this over, when I got to Shmuel, I said, oh, by the way, when I was learning by Rav, he said over the following thing. Amr Li said, Afmin Hasisin Nami Psula. Also, if you have these balls of thread at the end of the clothing that you made, that's also a puzzle. Now, why? Deba'inan Tviya Lishma. Because you need to have the garment be woven l'shem tzitzis.
What's
tevia? Tevia is weaving. It has to be spun, rather. Woven. You have to be woven for the sake of tzitzis. You have to... Oh, you have pictures in here? Interesting. Okay, so here... To demonstrate, Exhibit A. These are kotzim. You have some sort of strand hanging off. And nimen is like, they're not from the edge, it's a little bit further in. Gerudin is those little fringe things. And min hasisin, they have like a ball of yarn you then attach after. Honestly, even with the pictures, it's still not totally clear. I'm not sure the people who made the pictures are sure, like, totally clear either.
The ball of yarn wasn't part of this.
I think so, yeah.
So it's considered not a finished product, or not maybe hectic.
So, I don't know, yeah.
So it looks like it's from, like you had stitches in there, like stitches, and then you just put this.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, but the point of this all is that tzitzis, it says, v'asulahem tzitzis, make yourselves tzitzis, and tzitzis has to be made l'shma. So if base Hillel hold that chagasukos ta'aseh does not need l'shma, then v'asulahem tzitzis should also not need l'shma. Asu ta'aseh, it's the same verb. If you don't need to be l'shma by sukkah, probably they don't need to be l'shma by tzitzis, so they're going to come out. It's funny, it means that Rav and Shmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda quoted them, is against Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel holds you don't need Lishma from a mitzvah of Asiyah, Asisem, Tasu, took Sheru. But on the other hand, Beis Hillel says you don't need it to be, and Rav Yehuda says you do. What? Right, but it's the same principle. Rashi's Psula, Ho'alot Luyin Va'omdin Kol Eila the Beged, They were all just there already. But lo nitmu ba l'shem tzitzis lo lav asiya l'shmahi. It's not asiya l'shma. So do you need it to be asiya l'shma or not asiya l'shma? When you have a mitzvah that says asisem, does asisem imply l'shma? Or I could just make tassels. No, I'll weave them into tzitzis, make a sukkah, weave it into tzitzis.
Are we asking this because by sukkah, Beit Hillel says you can build it in the middle?
Yes. Not in the middle of, not necessarily, it is true.
Hold on.
Not because of that. That is true, but the main...
What's going on? What's the question?
The question is, if they still hold, I can make a sukkah on Purim to party in and play my Nanachma music, whatever, in the middle of the street. I don't want to get rained on.
Really, like, on the whole... The Mishnah.
The Mishnah,
not
yeah.
Really, like, the last part of the...
Right. So, if they hold, you don't need Lishma for that, probably the same reason you... Don't need lishma there. The asisim doesn't mean lishma, so asisim by tzitzis also won't need lishma. So this basically is Rav Yehuda and Amora against Beis Hillel. That's bad. That's like that's shver. The Gemara's bothered by that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Yehuda's an Amora. Rav and Shmuel are Amora.
Where's
he said Rav Yehuda and Rav. Tzitzis have to be lishma. Shmuel said it even more has to be lishma. But all these Amoraim are saying things have to be lishma from the word asiya. Whereas Beis Hillel, many generations before them. Already paskin that a sukkah says asiya and does not lishma. So you have a contradiction.
The kashya on the amora.
It's I suppose so. Yeah. So then I suppose so. Or it's a contradiction on our understanding of Beis Hillel. Something. Something's wrong. Something doesn't work out here.
Okay.
Something's messed up.
If the Yisro Akhman has to think share or all the other cases.
No, all the other cases.
All the other cases.
Yeah. So it says the Gemara, finishing off the question, it didn't really ask the question yet. It says, Hachinami, so too, Nibaya Sukkah Asui Lishma. So too they should need a Sukkah need Lishma. Meaning if Rav and your Yehuda and Shmuel all hold that tzitzis have to be Lishma, because Asu Lehem, tzitzis, Asu? Asu means Lishma. So Chag Asu Koftas, that also has to be Lishma. What's going on? So answers the Gemara, no. Shiny Hasam, tzitzis is different. Da'amar Kra, the Pasuk says, we're used to learning about tzitzis and Parsha Shlach, but it says it later in Sefer Dvarim also, Gedilim Ta'aselach, you should make for yourself tassels, literally. Gedilim means tassels, which means tzitzis, al arban kanfos kesusacha shartachaseba, on the four corners of your garment that you wrap yourself in. So Gedilim Ta'aselach, that it has to be lach l'shem chobach, that it says there, an extra word ta'aseh, that's a riboy, it's an extra drasha, the word says make for yourself tzitzis. That ta'aseh means it has to be l'shem chovach, has to be l'shem tzitzis. But sukkah doesn't have that, says the Gemara. But then asks the Gemara, wait a second. Hachanami, here too, by sukkis, it says chagas sukkos ta'aseh l'cha. So it also says you should make ta'aseh l'cha. L'shem chovach, it should have to be for the sake of the chov. Meaning the same phrase, gedilim ta'aselach, which we darshan to mean l'shem chovach. So to sukkah, it says, chagasukos ta'aselacha, l'chal l'shem chovacha. It should be the same exact drasha. It says, ta'aselacha, ta'aselacha. They should be darshan the same way. So again, if you need ta'aselacha means l'shma, then sukkah should need it. If ta'aselacha by sukkah doesn't need l'shma, tzitzis shouldn't need it either. What does the chumash mean when it says ta'aselacha? Answers the Gemara, no. The phrase by sukkis, ta'aseh l'cha, is telling you something else. Hahu, that pasuk of ta'aseh l'cha, mibayilei, it's needed, lime'ute gezula, it's to tell you that a sukkah gezula is not kosher. So far, if we're keeping track, by tzitzit gedilim ta'aseh l'cha means make it l'shma. By sukkah, chag asukos ta'aseh l'cha means it has to not be stolen. Doesn't need l'shma, but it can't be stolen. Says the Gemara, Hasam Nami, by tzitzis too, mi bo'ilei, the mu'uti gezula, I should need it to say it can't be stolen. Again, if the pasuk means the shema, they're both going to have it. If the pasuk means don't be stolen, but it doesn't have to be the shema, it's going to be the same. What's going on? Answers the Gemara, Hasam Ksev Kra Achrina, there's another pasuk by tzitzis. It says, v'asulahem, tzitzis, meaning it should make for themselves tzitzis, mishalahem, for themselves. So, when the dust settles, to chazer, this whole Amud had a lot of psukim. So what do we learn from everything? V'asulahem tzitzis, I'm working backwards now because we're just doing the things we did more recently. V'asulahem tzitzis means it should be made mishalahem, it cannot be stolen. Gedilim ta'aselach means that it has to be made, V'asulahem tzitzis means, actually I'll just do it in order, not the order we just did it. Start over. Pasuk number one in Parshat Emor. Chag Asuko Shivasimim Lashem. Chal Shem Shemayim Lachagiga. Chal Shem Shemayim Lachagiga. Has a Kedusha. You can't take it apart and use it for something else. Everyone agrees. Pasuk two, Parshat Re'e. Chag Asuko Tassel Lachal Shivasimim. Beisil says, make a sukkah. Beishamai says, two things. Chag Asuko Tassel Lachal. Has to be Lashem Sukkis. And Tassel Lachal Shivasimim. It has to be made before Sukkah starts, like Rabbi Eliezer. Everyone agrees that Lacha, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lacha, means Lema'ute Gezula cannot be stolen. Now on to Tzitzis. Gedilim Ta'aseh Lach means it has to be made L'shma, Asiyah L'shma, an extra pasuk by Tzitzis that does not appear by a sukkah. And V'yasu Lahem Tzitzis, that has to be Mishal Lahem, it cannot be stolen, which is equal. Tzitzis has a pasuk saying it can't be stolen, and Sukkah has a pasuk of Lachal saying it can't be stolen. If they both have a pasuk saying it can't be stolen, there's a machlokas that they both have a pasuk saying it has to be the Shema, and Sukkah has the Kuliyam a pasuk saying it has a Kedusha. Now, somebody asked me, Akasha, we just had a pasuk saying that Lachal teaches me that Sukkah cannot be a Sukkah Gezula. A Dgner is a Kasuk, a pasuk telling me that. Without the pasuk, I would have thought it could be stolen. Ask me, Akasha.
Again.
The pasuk said, "Chag Asukos Tassel Lacha, Lacha Mishal Lacha has to be owned by you, cannot be stolen." It's a pasuk in Chumash.
Also,
good question. It happens to be there's another pasuk elsewhere that says a shaul is okay. Yeah, that is a fine question. It happens to be there's an answer to that. There's an answer to the question. It says Lacha means Shalacha has to be your sukkah.
How do you
stolen.
Define stealing? How do you define stealing?
Meaning, like stealing calls are cool.
We saw in
Elad
Demir.
Where? What sukkah did we see that in?
We saw that in. Did we
see? We saw it. Yeah, we saw it. We saw
that.
Yeah. What was the problem? There wasn't a sukkah about.
One in the south.
Yeah. And what were they arguing about over there?
They're arguing about.
What's wrong with stealing something from mitzvah? What do I need a pasuk for? Mitzvah b'avera. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me don't steal a sukkah? I already know there's a rule of mitzvah b'avera. Ready? Answers Tosos.
And for
Tosos.
But which one's answer?
The last one on the page here. Ahumi b'ayile l'mu'utik zula. Tema! It's bewildering. Tipuklei mishum dahavalei mitzvah b'avera. It's sufficient. We already have suffices in mitzvah b'avera. To me, high time a paslina and esrog galza. We said a stolen esrog's no good. Beyom tov sheni over here. Come on, later on. I mean, we did it earlier, but later on in the section, we shall have a galza. Rehishmaitz a gufa kasha to cover. Skipping down to five lines in middle of the line. Vyesh lomar. The time of the mitzvah above Yavera and for Tosfos, the answer, the concept of mitzvah above Yavera, lav de oraisa elami derabanan. That Tosfos says the concept of mitzvah habavera is not the oraisa. It's a din derabanan. So if it was just that alone, I would be yotze deraisa in the sukkah, but wow. It's only derabanan, I wouldn't be yotze. Kamash malon kra.
That's what
it's deraisa. Yeah.
Teach you that if, according to this, deraisa can.
Yes.
No, but there's a Tosfos also later on that disagrees with him.
Yeah.
Where? Show me. On there, what we saw?
It's another poster that applies to Doesn't that line mean who are din by all mitzvahs that are deraisa? But not that the concept of mitzvah b'avera is deraisa. The end is the same. Per kol shah, the tiny in yotzi the mitzvah b'tah.
the tevel of the darshan mikra tikkun klaim mishum mitzvah b'avira. Often the student, oh, you see, cases ask, why do we need a pasuk at mitzvah b'avira? They seem to imply that they're just as good. Oh. Mam shakalaka.
Well,
it says in Masar Shas, I ain't toast with Leo Tess. That's about the last line.
Steer and toast.
Yeah.